Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Big event coming up for next year. We've got details on it this morning. Bruce Duncan Skeef is here along with Ron Dodson with all of the details, lots to talk about. Good morning to both of you. Bruce is here in studio. We've got Ron on the phone lines. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Morning.
Bruce, let's talk about what's happening. This is big news. We've been enjoying just wonderful weather this week in Stratford, but we're going to think ahead to cooler weather.
It's kind of an odd time to be thinking of a winter pride. Yeah, I know. But a little advanced planning, and we're going to be having a really good show, and I think the longest one yet, about a full week. But the real special thing about this one coming up is why Ron is on the phone. He came to me with an idea for an initiative, and I said, yeah, that sounds like it would be terrific to include in Winter Pride.
Okay.
In February, so I'll let Ron tell you all about it.
Sounds good. So again, we should remind folks, Stratford Winter Pride has been announced for January 31st through to February 9th. We'll get you more details. It's going to be a big event again. But Ron, let's tell us, talk to us about your connection with Stratford Winter Pride and your idea here.
Well, we're going to do a staged reading of a play called The Laramie Project, which was written in 1998. Starting about 4 weeks after the murder of Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. And at that time, that murder ignited a huge conversation in the United States and Canada about gay pride, gay rights, what we owe each other to, as human beings, what a community means, inclusion, equality, all those very important topics came out of this play. It was the most produced play in the United States for 2 years. That means high schools, universities, colleges, community theater, professional theater. And it's a play that I've long wanted to do, and I thought, well, this is the right time to do it because it's the 25th anniversary of its first production.
So this is going to be part of Stratford Winter Pride. So these will be staged readings, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We've got a dynamic cast of eight wonderful actors: Marion Adler, Barbara Barsky, Christopher Blake, Peggy Coffey, Ron Kennel, Robert King, Rebecca Northen, and Andrew Pogson, with music by Merrick Norman. And it's just an all-star cast, and I'm hoping that I can lead the team in doing the play justice.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a very special part of Stratford Winter Pride. Do we know where this will be staged?
It'll be at Stratford Intermediate School, formerly Stratford Central, in the James Rainey Auditorium on February the 8th. Two shows, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7:30. And both of them are followed by a talkback session where the actors and the audience will talk to each other and explore the play's themes in a different way.
Well, it's a great connection with Stratford Winter Pride. And Ron, I can safely say, I imagine you're going to be really looking forward to working with this cast.
Absolutely. I'm just bowled over by the talent that I was that immediately said, yes, I would like to do this. It's an all-star cast. I didn't mention that music itself will be by Rick Francis and Robert Marcus. And we have lots of other folks that are working on the play as well.
And so this will be part of it for Saturday, February 8th, as part of Stratford Winter Pride. I don't imagine tickets are quite available as of yet, but I'm sure that's going to be happening.
No, we're going to announce ticketing a little bit later, likely in the fall. And because there's a limited number of seats, we're doing the two shows. And all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, go to Stratford Winter Pride.
All right, let's get Bruce back in. Boy, Stratford Winter Pride, I think we've set the stage already with something like that. How exciting is this, Bruce?
Yeah, I knew that a lot of theatrical people who live here in Stratford would be interested in doing this because of the historic nature of the play and the meaning of it and so on. And but I was flabbergasted by how quickly people said yes to Ron.
Yeah.
And it was just great. So it's going to be the highlight of what is almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Yeah, Stratford Winter Pride, Love is Love. Again, it's for January 31st through to February 9th. And can you give us maybe a flavor? I'm sure there, you know, things are still being assembled for something like this, but can you give us a flavor of what Stratford Winter Pride will be like?
Yeah, I've got our old friends, Troy Boy Entertainment, coming to do a brunch drag show. And I've got a comedy troupe coming in for a comedy night. And hopefully we're going to have a dance as well, like we did 2 years ago, which at that time it was at the Knox Church. And we had over 100 people show up for that. And I'm expecting that again. We just got to make sure that we let people know. So I'm very grateful to be able to pop in and tell you about it.
Sure. Again, it's still in the early stages, but we're looking forward to it. StratfordWinterPride.com is the website. That's the best place. That'll have all the details at StratfordWinterPride.com.
Yeah, we've also got a Facebook page and a group and a feed.
Okay, we'll share it all on our socials and with MyStratfordNow.com. Bruce Duncan Skeef with Stratford Winter Pride. It's going to be January 31st through to February 9th. And Ron Donson on the phone lines. Any other thoughts, Ron, or anything else we left off, or we'll just see out for all of these great events?
Well, I think it's the only other thing I'd like to say is that this is a great chance for the community to come together and talk about inclusion and equality and toleration versus acceptance, and for all the allies of the LGBTQ community to show themselves and be proud of who they are as allies as much as the LGBTQ community is a definite and important part of Stratford's community.
There you go. Bruce Duncan Skeef and Ron Dodson with Stratford Winter Pride. Again, Love is Love, the annual arts and entertainment festival supporting Stratford LGBTQ plus and friends. There you go. Bruce and Ron, thank you so much for your time, and we'll chat again soon enough.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks.